How Jesus Became a Rabbi. This is Dr. Hereto Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. How Jesus Became a Rabbi. Students who wanted to go into the field of being a rabbi or into any field trained in that field. In the days of Jesus, in the days of the early people, the early Hebrews, anyone who wanted to become a rabbi studied very much with all the other rabbis, listened to them, heard them chant the various books of the Bible, and as they did this, the ones who became a rabbi were the ones who had an exceptional ability to remember what they heard. Jesus remembered what he heard. But Jesus had another gift that made him outstanding. And it's a gift that many have, but very few use. And that's the ability of intuition. The ability of imagination. And the ability of being an excellent teacher. Now we all have the opportunity to see teachers every day of our life. Our children see them every day of their life. And all teachers are not made the same. All teachers are not made of the same fabric, or the same fiber, the same goodness, you might say. It's not that the teachers are not good. It's not that the teachers are not excellent. It's just that the teachers work to their capacity. They work to their ability to achieve and to do. Now, you could take a dozen teachers, and you can take an infinite number of students, and you can have these students train under these dozen teachers. And perhaps one teacher will be memorable in the mind of a student. And that teacher is memorable not because they taught the student so well, but because they made come alive within each student the understanding and the wisdom that they wanted to give to them. They made the subjects jump right out of the textbooks into their heart and into their mind. They made the subjects become something that they would never forget. Something that was in tune, in harmony, something that was intuitive in their very being. Now this is an art, and it is also a talent. It is something that we have within us, or we don't, or it's something that we can train within us, and we truly can. Everyone can train themselves to be an exquisite teacher. Everyone can train themselves to be the most marvelous, as we would say of Jesus, the most marvelous rabbi who ever walked the face of the earth. And how is it that they are trained? How is it that they are prepared for this wonderful work that they do? What they do is to fall in love with their subject. They fall in love with the concepts that they are sharing, that they are teaching. And these concepts are not something that are new and unique, but they're something that are universal. They're applicable from every side of life, from every culture, from every person who ever walked the face of the earth. And this is when you turn a person on. When you excite them not so much to the words that you're saying, but to the words that they are saying. You excite them to the illumination that stands within them. You excite them to the possibilities of what life is all about. You excite them to knowing that it's not the rules that guide our life. It's not the principle that guides our life, it's our attitude that guides our life. Because we can live in different cultures and have different attitudes. We can live in different cultures and have different mores, different attitudes that guide our life, different morals that control our relationship in any community. But the person who is intrinsically good, intuitively good, the person who is just naturally beautiful, naturally trusting, naturally aware, that person is the one that is going to put across who and what they are so beautifully that all the world is going to trust them and believe them. This is the magic that the Master Jesus had for himself. He absolutely knew his inner self. He fell in love with his inner being. He fell in love with the divine in him, God in him, or he as God, as we might say. He fell in love with this because this was all that was important. This was all that made any difference in his life. This is all that turned him on. Truly, as we study the words of Jesus, they are nothing so tremendous. They're profound insofar as they touch the inner depth, but they're simple. So simple that people oftentimes think they don't have to follow them. If you think a good thought about another person, you will be thinking a good thought about yourself and you'll be living a good life. Now, that is so simple and yet so profound. That is so simple and yet so deep. It makes us the type of persons that we really are. It's not a matter that we're going to become something. It's a matter that we're going to reveal something within ourselves, which is the magic that we are. We're going to reveal something that's within our heart that tells all the world just what we are thinking and just what we're being and just what we are. How did Jesus become a rabbi? And how did he become the remarkable rabbi that he is? He listened in his own heart. Oh, he lived in a community. And he said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Before you go to the Father, go to your brother, and whatever you have ought against your brother, resolve. And then go into the temple, and then you shall have freedom and peace. When we have tension ought against our brother, when we have feelings of insecurity, feelings of lack, feelings of tension of any way, if we do not resolve that feeling of tension, whatever it may be, however it may be caused, if we do not resolve that, we will die soon. We will live a very invalid life. And the life we live will be invalid because it will not be our true life. It will be a life based upon the fear, the anxiety, the unhappiness that could be there. We could live a happy, joyful, wonderful, uplifting life. That is our nature, to live a happy, joyful, uplifting life. But we don't do it all too often, because we let the little insignificant things become significant things, which they're not in the first place. And we let them bother us, and we let them tear away at our peaceful attitude, at our knowingness attitude. We all can say, "I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer." We can say that. We can say that, and we can know that, because that's the truth. But we don't want to believe it, because we think it's too simple. We say, "To the pure, all is pure." Well, that sounds so simple, so mundane. And yet, that is the most profound concept that we could ever conceive for ourselves. To the pure, all is pure. If I keep my thoughts pure, my life will be pure. If I keep my attitudes pure, my world will be pure. Everything I do will be pure. Every experience I have will be pure and uplifting. It will be the experience of the divine within me, the Christ within me, the magic of God in me. to the pure, all is pure. This is the type of rabbi that Jesus was. He was so pure that all of those around him who were living their life in a normal attitude, in a normal way, were having difficulties. People would come to Jesus and they would say, "Master, help me." And Jesus would say to them, "What wouldst thou of me? I can only see you whole and perfect, even as the divine in me is whole and perfect." Now, the ordinary rabbis and the ordinary teachers, there are some outstanding ones, but the ordinary ones are the ones who want to hear your problem, the ones who want to psychoanalyze you, the ones who want to understand what your problem is. And understanding what your problem is, they can work with you in a beautiful way. We learned that in training dogs, we do not treat a dog like a human being. We treat a dog like a dog. And once we treat a dog like a dog, that dog will be the most obedient, beautiful, loving dog you could ever want. But if we treat a dog like a human being, we give him responsibility that is not indwelling in that dog's nature. And it's not indwelling in that dog's nature to go around reading books to you. It's not indwelling in that dog's nature to do all these human things. It is indwelling in the dog's nature to be natural, to be have an attitude of love, to have an attitude of caring, to have an attitude of the pack, to have an attitude of living in a community, to have an attitude of having being a leader or a follower. Now, was Jesus a leader or a follower? Well, actually, Jesus was a follower. Jesus followed the divine concepts within him so beautifully, so wonderfully. His mind was so alert. He knew all of the books of his teaching. He not only made them his, he took out of them all of the things that were good and beautiful. And that which was limiting, he left behind. He said, "I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but I have come to give you a new commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor like thyself." Now, if we were to penetrate these two commandments, if we were to penetrate this new awareness that he brought to us, we would find that all of the teachings of the world, all the philosophies of the world, all of the awareness of the world, no matter what culture, what area of the world it may have been in or may be in now, that sums him up to living in this world as a human being in a most beneficial way. And Jesus taught living as a beneficial human being. But he took the minds and hearts and the vision of everyone that he spoke to and pulled it just a little further to unveil the divinity within them, to unveil the allness within them, the absolute within them. And whenever he did that, whenever he pushed them just a little further than they were ready to go, they backlashed him, and they said, "No, that cannot be." His fellow rabbis did not appreciate him, because what he was doing, he was making their work all the more difficult, because they not only were going to have to teach the law of the prophets, but they were going to have to live them, and they were going to have to be able to interpret them and understand them. And as they did that, they would become totally different beings with a totally different attitude, an attitude of awareness of who and what they are. I am my neighbor. I am every man. I am every man that ever lived, ever will live, or ever could live. I am the divine. I am all that is. Now, these simple statements have a profundity within them that boggles the imagination. We cannot truly understand. But a great teacher understands and then puts aside that understanding and guides each of the students, each of their members, to an inner wisdom that will reveal it all to them. And it's not the teacher that's so great, nor is it the wisdom that's so great, but it's the awareness of the divine within. And this is what made Jesus the great rabbi that he was. It made him the great teacher that he was. And it makes you and me the great beings that we are by listening within, going within, and being who and what we are. How Jesus became a rabbi? Well, it was the only game in town. And that's the game he played. Have a good day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.